The Leopard King, written by Anne Aguirre and read by Wilhelmina Grace.
1. This lonely mountain was where the Leopard King had come to die. The house, built atop the desolate area, might as well be a fortress, as the only land approach came by way of the steep, foreboding steps carved into the cliff, worn smooth by decades of wind and rain, green with moss. Overhead, a leaden sky threatened to dump a deluge on her, and Prue shivered. It might even be cold enough for sleet or snow. Hunching deeper into her down jacket, she started the long climb. The Ash Valley Pride hadn't seen their reclusive leader in almost 3 years. When he delegated day-to-day affairs to his second, Slay, they'd all expected Dominic to grieve and return. So no one had protested when he packed his things and left his quarters at the hold, eschewing companionship in favor of the solitude at the retreat ancient seers had used for meditation. But true to his nickname, Slay didn't excel at diplomacy, and with the conclave approaching, they couldn't afford to have him in charge of the peace talks with the Golgoth and Eldritch. There was resentment over the way the territories had been divided, and border skirmishes since then had claimed lives on all sides. Delegates from the Pine Ridge Pack and Burnt Amber Clan were already waiting to discuss strategy, concerned that the Anamari would lose ground in the coming negotiations. So far, Ash Valley had avoided any admission of how completely Dominic had withdrawn, but she had only a few days, a week at most, to accomplish the impossible, to bring him home. Prue understood why he'd left. The hold echoed with emptiness for her, too. Delana had been her best friend, and the silence after her death sometimes seemed unbearable. She hadn't wanted this mission either. In fact, she'd argued with Slay when he ordered her to go. "Why does it have to be me?"
"You know why."
Then Slay had given her a look that made Prue wish she hadn't asked. Heat washed her cheeks, and she dropped her gaze. "Two reasons, then." As Delana's closest friend, she had the best chance of reaching Dominic, and if she couldn't, if he'd gone feral, well, as a latent, one who'd never mastered the art of changing forms, she was also the most expendable. So if she pushed their grief-maddened leader too far, Ash Valley could afford to lose her. Still, she'd tried to protest. "You should go. Dominic trusts you, or he wouldn't have made you his second."
"If I go, we'll fight, and we both know how that ends. I don't want to kill my best friend. I want to lead Ash Valley even less. Please, Prue, do this for me."
Slay had known she couldn't resist a pleading look, not that he deployed it often. He also knew she was weak where he was concerned, a truth she could neither change nor deny. As his golden gaze softened, she remembered how her parents had attempted to match them, and he passed. She couldn't face Slay for a month afterward, and he was the first of 4 rejections. After that, Prue had begged her parents to stop trying. Her heart pinched. Of all potential partners, he was the only one whose answer had truly mattered. It was also why she'd reluctantly agreed to this fool's errand, because she'd do anything for Slay. So she sighed. "Fine, I'll go." Slay had smiled.
"It's been more than long enough. Cats don't mate for life, so he needs to stop wallowing. Bring Dom home, all right?"
"Easier said than done." Prue's thighs burned as she approached the summit. The air was thin and crisp. A panoramic view offered some compensation as she gasped for breath. Then she turned to study the house. Built of ancient stones, it looked about as inviting as the stairs leading up to it. There were no lights on, no signs of life within. Nobody had seen Dominic in 6 months, the last time Slay had come to report, though he sent guards to stock the fridge regularly. Setting her shoulders, Prue hurried toward the heavy front door. There was an actual brass knocker, so she slammed it repeatedly against the wood,